This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 81 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have two trends that we're going to discuss, and along with some recommended readings that go along with those trends. And then we end, as we normally do, by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions for the upcoming weeks. So Abby, let's start us out by talking about our first trend.
Thank you, Tim. We have a really strong trend this week. It was sort of the overwhelmingly large number of articles that we saw coming through various media resources was all about online learning, which of course covers a fairly broad range, but everything really pointed to the strategies for learning online, research about learning online, and arguments back and forth about the usefulness of online courses or just tons of things. We saw online learning for bridging the digital divide, pros and cons of earning a degree online.
Cheating.
Like online cheating. A great op-ed piece about that. Business education, the changing face of business education. So with all this in mind, we picked one article that we thought was particularly good from a number of very good articles. And the one that we recommend is Instructor Presence, How to Keep from Going MIA in Your Online Course by Steve Dwinnels for Faculty Focus. This is a great article on just a set of tips for keeping oneself present in a course, because it is all so tempting to, and sometimes just you kind of don't understand that you're doing it yourself, but that you set up a course, you start running a course, and then you're gone. The students don't even see or hear from you. So these are ways to keep you as the instructor engaged with students.
Yeah, and even if you do some of these things, if you read the article and you do some of these things, it's a good reminder to continue these best practices. So he has five of them. I like them.
I like them too. I think that all five of them are very reasonable suggestions, and that they're worth experimenting with.
Yeah, and they're not difficult to do, but they're good things to do.
Yeah. So that is trend number one. Trend number two is media literacy.
It's a hot one too.
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, especially in the United States with the current political situation, there's a lot of discussion as to fake news, alternative news. And in our world, in educational technology and instructional design and teaching in general, the big discussion is how do we teach students how to understand what's valid news and what's not necessarily valid news, and how to look at resources. So we have a recommended reading on this, which we think is pretty cool. How Media Literacy is Critical to Saving Our Democracy by Alan November for eCampus News. Now, you and I were talking before we started the show, and we also want to give a shout out to this website has got to be at least 20 years old at this point, but you and I have both used it numerous times to help people understand how phony news can look very realistic on the web. And this one is about the endangered Pacific Northwest tree octopus. First of all, it's hilarious. And secondly, it's so well put together that you just, at first, you think maybe there is such a thing as a Pacific Northwest tree octopus. So
yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic one that we've been using for years, and I'm sure many of our listeners have gone to that. But it's a good one. If you pass that one along to others, it's classic. And they even ask for donations. We don't recommend that.
We don't. And you have to know. I mean, you have to kind of know that it's. that it's fake. But I mean, there's a whole campaign for, you know, saving this. So, yeah, but it's just a brilliantly, brilliantly done website. And it's been around for years. So it's sort of time tested, teacher approved. So, yeah, great suggestion, I think. Well, those are our two trends. We do have one other recommended reading for the media producers out there. I, for one, was terribly excited about this, just in terms of raw materials to work with for the foreseeable future. When I mentioned it to you, you said exactly the same thing.
Yeah, it's a good one.
This one is The Met Releases Tens of Thousands of Images of Art Online for Free by Marcus Gilmer for Mashable. And the key phrase in the article is unrestricted use, which means that the Met is making all of these images available for our use in any way we want. It's amazing. So, yeah, those are our trends and our recommendations.
Okay, now on to the crystal ball. What do we see in the crystal ball?
We see, okay, first of all, we should probably mention that what we see in the crystal ball, we did not see this week. If anyone has listened to our podcast in the past year, you're probably thinking, why didn't they mention VR and AR? There were only one or two articles that we saw about VR and AR in the past 2 weeks. But we think that's going to shift again. We think we're going to see more about particularly augmented reality. We're going to see a lot more about augmented reality in the upcoming weeks. But VR also. But somehow there seems to be a bit of a stall in terms of it being considered newsworthy. We're also going to continue with the trend of online learning. We're going to see a lot more about this in the upcoming weeks. I think that a lot of what we've been seeing recently points back to the increased attention that this is receiving from university administrators at more traditional institutions. So there's going to be an increased interest in online learning. And I don't know, Tim, I'll ask you, do you think of this as being something that we're seeing more in K-12 settings as well?
100%. I think it is K-12 and higher ed. Yes, I see it in both. It's a trend in both areas.
Which just makes it more reasonable that we would see this coming up in the media. That. And, of course, we do expect to see more about security. We expect to see more about media literacy and the fallibility of reporting and the, you know, how to check reliable reports versus unreliable reports. That kind of thing is going to be very important in terms of instruction in general. That's what we see in our crystal ball for the upcoming few weeks, Tim.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 81 of our podcast. I'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can visit our website at trendsandissues.com to listen to past episodes of our podcast and to find the links to the recommended readings that we mentioned in this episode. Our next episode airs February 27th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.